The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good today, Gil. I'm great. You know, AC is one of my, air conditioning is one of my favorite topics to talk about in the summer because I am one of those hothouse type people. I can't live without air conditioning. I got to have my AC. And, you know, but it's different all over parts of the country, right? We're on the East Coast. It gets kind of sticky and humid where I live outside of Washington. But if you live in Chicago, if you live on the West Coast, you don't necessarily need it as much.
No, in fact, on the West Coast, basically, a lot of people have ceiling fans, but a lot of people just, you close the window because we have hot days, but cool nights. So you close the windows during the day, maybe close the shades, and then at night you open up the windows, house stays cool, perfectly fine without AC.
Right. Exactly. And then, you know, when you have AC, when you're in an area that has AC, you know, in your family, right, it's always too cold for somebody, too hot for somebody else.
Right.
So there's a lot to talk about when you start talking about AC in the summer.
Well, let's start talking about the decision that some people make about AC is money. There's the price of the unit itself and all of that. How much of our energy bills are cooling related?
Well, Energy Star combines heating and cooling, and the average annual home energy costs are about $2,200. And heating and cooling make up about 46% of that. Now, that's about $1,000 a year.
All right. So tell us what folks can do to deal with the heat without turning on the AC to save energy and avoid those AC wars at home.
Well, one of the things is to just plain, you know, try to block out the sun from your interior. Close the drapes, line them with light-colored fabric that reflects the sun, and make sure they're shut during the hottest part of the day especially. Let them pillow onto the floor to block air movement, that kind of, you know, puddling on the floor.
Right.
You can add awnings. You want to install them on the south and west-facing windows. That can help reduce solar heat gain by up to 77%, and that's according to the Department of Energy. You can also make your own awnings, tack up sheets outside your windows, and drape the ends over a railing or lawn chair, kind of make it look pretty. The other thing you can do is install shutters. Interior and exterior shutters reduce heat gain and loss. They can add some security, too, and protect against bad weather. Or you can apply window film. This is not just decorative. It can be really energy efficient. In fact, last year, California became the first state to recognize window film as bona fide energy efficient building material. And beginning in January 2014, it will be added to the state's building codes, which means California will actually require window films to meet certain criteria like windows and roofing do.
Now, this is going to be new material for a lot of people. So are there any rules of thumb about installing window film?
Yes, of course. Always rules of thumb. You want to put it on the east and west facing windows, which will keep you cool in the summer but let in warming sun in the winter. Mirror-like films are the most effective, more effective than colored transparent films because they have high heat reflectivity.
And, of course, fans are an important age-old strategy when you either don't have or you just don't want to use the air conditioner.
Absolutely. And there are two kinds. You know, you have the portable fans or you have your ceiling fans. The portable fans at night, you want to put them in the open windows so it helps, you know, suck out the hot air, draw in the cool. In the day, put fans where you feel their cooling breezes. Moving air evaporates humidity, perspiration, lowers your body temperature. You want to put glasses or bowls of ice water in front of fans, which can really help the moving air get nice and cool. For ceiling fans, for maximum cooling effect, make sure ceiling fans spin in the direction that pushes air down rather than sucks it up. And be sure to turn off fans when you're not in the room because the fan motors themselves actually give off heat.
And please tell me and everybody out there, which way is the right way for the ceiling fan to turn in summer versus winter?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that. I have trouble keeping it straight myself. So typically, it's counterclockwise or left for the summer and clockwise or right for the winter. So to be sure you got it right, stand under a running fan. If you feel a cooling breeze coming down, it's turning correctly. It should be pushing air down. In winter, it should be sucking air up. If you don't feel that, change the direction. Usually you have to flip a switch on the fan's base. Also, just one other type of fan to consider. It's kind of pricey, but that's the whole house fan. It exhausts hot air inside through roof vents. And it uses powerful suction to pull air from all parts of the house, creating cooling circulation in the house and replacing the hot air inside with cooler outside air. Now, those are about $1,100 to $1,500. That includes installation.
Pamela, thank you. And for more on cooling and the AC wars between family members, visit houselogic.com/radio. And, of course, you can always follow House Logic on Facebook, right?
You sure can. Stay cool, Gil.
All right, I will. Thank you. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.